Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 402, the stanzas 1 and 5. Oh, sing ye hallelujah, it is good our God to praise. It is pleasant and becoming to him our songs to raise. And what follows? Psalter 402, the stanzas 1 and 5. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Mark 7, the verses 24 through 37. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Mark 7, beginning with verse 24. And from thence he arose and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon, and entered into an house, and would have no man know it, but he could not be hid. For a certain woman, whose young daughter had an unclean spirit, heard of him, and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. And Jesus said unto her, Let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto the dogs. And she answered and said unto him, Yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, For this saying, go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter laid upon the bed. And again departing from the coast of Tyre and Sidon, he came unto the Sea of Galilee through the midst of the coasts of Decapolis. And they bring unto him one that was deaf and had an impediment in his speech. And they beseech him to put his hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude and put his fingers into his ears, and he spit, and he touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and saith unto him, Ephrathah, that is, be opened. And straightway his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spake plain. And he charged them that they should tell no man, but the more he charged them, so much the more a great deal they published it, and were beyond measure astonished, saying, He hath done all things well. He maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Hope to remember in prayer Miss Miranda Vandenberg, who was still in the Lethbridge Hospital, and in Rostern, Mr. and Mrs. Ryan and Leah Vissa, who were blessed with the birth of a baby daughter. Let us try to ask the Lord for his indispensable blessing. Eternal, unchangeable, almighty Lord God, the creator of the heavens and of all the earth, then it has pleased thee in thy great mercy and in thy patient long suffering to grant unto us and our dear children another Lord's Day. And then thou granteth many reasons to acknowledge thee, that thou wast spared young and old, wherever we were called to be, in the home, on the way, at work, at school. Ah, grant then a humble and a broken heart, under all thy mercies, may we become small thereunder, with profound impressions what we deserve. And if thou would deal accordingly, then we would not have a place in thy house. We would not have a place upon the earth, but it would have become eternity. And now, Lord, then we humbly ask thee that thou may remember us in this morning hour and in this day, with thy favor that thou bearest unto thy people, and may it also be thy goodness and thy mercies that may bring us oftentimes at thy feet, where in the winter season, for many upon the face of the earth in the northern climates, then they are filled with many fears as the winter approaches, and there is so much suffering with lack of heat and food for many, And then thou yet granteth us and our children as such in abundance. But then thou also still proclaimeth unto us, O that bread of life, thy dear Son, who has come down from heaven, assumed our human nature for the saving of his church, who sitteth at thy right hand, and from thence he gathereth, he defendeth, and preserveth this church. Ah, Lord, wilt thou do it in this morning hour? And then thou knowest most perfectly how that each and every one, from the youngest to the oldest, have come up to thy house. Ah, we have read out of the scriptures of that woman that has come with a great need. And Lord, the temporal needs are manifold, but the greatest need for us and our children is the saving of our never-dying soul. Ah, then the psalmist of old has declared, with his need and with his desire, that he was poor and needy, but given to express and to experience, but the Lord thinketh of me. Ah, may that have been the prayer of souls in this morning, to receive a little token that the Lord knows of me, but also the further exercises, because then the psalmist is added, for thou art my help and my deliverer. Oh, it is the work of thy Spirit to make room in the hearts of the children of men for that only name given under heaven whereby you must be saved. And then the need of the psalmist make no tarrying. Oh, my God, oh, Lord, and thou hast promised to remember the poor and the needy ones. Thou hast promised to satisfy the hunger and the thirst of those thirsty ones. Oh, wilt thou do it in this hour? And, Lord, thou hast a people upon the earth that learn more and more that it all must come from above, that it is thee that giveth that thirst. It is also thee that satisfieth the church. Lord, do remember the unconverted who are not hungering and thirsting after thee, but after the things in the world, where all their happiness and joy is found in the things here below, and it can soon suddenly be cut off, can soon so suddenly come to an end. O King of the Church, may it then please thee that in this hour that thy word may be blessed, that many souls may be wrought upon by the first time and also by renewal, to experience the wonderful things of the Lord, as we have heard out of thy holy word, the trial of her faith, but also that she was given to triumph, and that she has received the blessing that her daughter was perfectly cured. Lord, do so bless thy church richly in this day, the north, the south, the west, and the east, all over the earth, that there may be a large ingathering, that many jewels among young and old from all nations may be added to the meritorial crown of King Jesus, where thou hast declared in thy word that in the multitude of followers, therein lies the King's glory. Ah, may the prayers be multiplied to that end. May it be bound upon the hearts. Lord, remember all the temporal needs. Then in the past week, a father has underwent a long surgery, and then the physicians were given to tell that they believed that they were unable to remove all the cancer, then we commend him further unto thee, the way that lies before him. Lord, grant courage, may his eyes be upon thee. Wilt thou grant strengthening? Wilt thou grant healing? Remember together with wife and children, and that above all things, that this serious calling, that it may be sanctified by the Spirit for the saving of souls. Remember all those that are undergoing treatments. The circumstances are known unto thee. May they be blessed, and may they be sanctified. The handicapped daughter who had hoped to return to her home in this week, but must still remain. Lord, do remember her with her discouragements together with her parents. Oh, do remember for body and soul. Remember all under the physician's care. The crosses, the burdens, the handicapped ones, the weakness of mind. May we be given to bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. Lord, then in the branch, then it has pleased thee in this past week to bless a father and mother with the birth of a little daughter. Wilt thou grant humble and broken hearts under all thy mercies, and may it be impressed upon their hearts not only their blessing, but also their great responsibility as father and mother. Lord, do so remember our branch also in this day. We commend unto thee the leaders, the readers. Wilt thou grant a rich blessing upon thy holy word in the hearts of young and old. We humbly ask thee in this hour that it may please thee to open thy precious testimony. Grant that with joy and liberty, that we may be given to declare the wonderful works of the Lord. The trial of faith, Lord. Oftentimes thou leadest thy true people through deep, trying, mysterious, unfathomable, impossible ways. But we have heard it, that the woman was not put to shame, Lord. May it then in this morning be for instruction, may it be for encouragement, may it be for comfort, and may it lead to sweet meditation, accompanied with fervent prayer, with the solemnest of old, Lord, remember me with a favor that thou bearest unto thy people. Oh, visit me with thy salvation. Lord, do impress it upon all of our hearts that we have all come one week closer to that final meeting with our Maker. Thou hast given another week of grace, and thou knowest how deeply we have fallen, but, Lord, thou hast promised to gather thy church by word and by spirit. May so the outgoing of this service be for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. We ask it in the full and the free remission of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalter 233, the stanzas 1 through 5. Bow down thy ear, O Lord, and hear, for I am poor and great my need. Preserve my soul, for thee I fear, O God, thy trusting servant heed. And what follows? The extra collection today is for the disaster fund. Psalter 233, the first five stanzas.
Thank you.
In this morning hour, with the help of the Lord, then by renewal we ask your attention for the portion of Scripture, Matthew 15, the verses 21 through 28. And this morning we shall read the verses 25 through 28. And then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. The given faith of the Canaanitish woman. A refuge taken faith in the verses 21 and 22. An unanswered faith in verse 23. A rejected faith in verse 24. A pleading faith in the verses 25 through 27. And a triumphant faith in verse 28. Beloved congregation, we have heard the past Sabbath day that Jesus has left Galilee and that he has traveled northwestward to the coast of Tyre and Sidon. It was also on account of their resistance and the enmity, we have heard it. The Pharisees, they have come up from Jerusalem trying to find fault, and the enmity against the proclamation of the Son of God as the Son of the Father, as the Savior given, the enmity was greatly on the increase. And to that end, Jesus has traveled northwestward also to spend some time alone with his disciples to instruct them further concerning the mysteries of salvation and of the purpose why he has come upon the earth to be that sacrifice to satisfy the justice of his Father, that the price for the church may be paid and so be saved. But there was also another purpose. We read in John 4, verse 4, those special words, any needs must go through Samaria, because in Samaria there was a soul, that woman lying under the seal of election, that must be brought to a saving knowledge of the dear Son of God. And then further in John 4, then we read that when that woman has went to the town of Samaria, come and see a man that told me all that he ever did, that there were many more than believed. Oh, blessed place. Word is, that he must needs go through Samaria. Congregation, is there also a need in this morning hour? And of course, when we are unconverted, there is a great need. There is a desperate need for young and old, where we are all hastening to eternity. The Lord has granted unto us and our children another week of grace but that for each of us is also a week closer to the hour of our death, when we shall be called upon to stand before our Maker to give an account. But are there now also souls, that have come up in this morning hour with a great need? We have sung it together out of Psalm 86, Psalter 233, of a people that is poor and needy, and yet that is a people that cannot miss the Lord. Do we not read in Psalm 40, verse 17, yet I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh on me. Has that been our prayer and our desire in this morning hour, Lord? Well, thou now grant a token that thou truly knoweth of me, that I am one of thine, that I may receive a little instruction, one necessary deeper uncovering, and to experience the wonderful things that that Canaanitish woman has experienced. That woman has come with a great, with an unbearable need, has come with the need of her daughter, and in Mark 7 it is written of a young daughter that she was grievously tormented by the devil. We read it oftentimes in the New Testament, the devil. The words that were spoken to him in Genesis 3, verse 15, the devil does not forget. For 4,000 years has tried to hinder that the Christ child would be born. And now the devil realized when Christ was born that that warfare would come to a head. And so we read in the New Testament that the devil, with the powers of hell, all under the permission of the Lord, that is the comfort for us and our children. But then we read different times in the New Testament of people that were possessed, tormented, and vexed with the devil. And then we have heard it, that in Mark 7, that woman has heard of Jesus. Among the nations, it was known that out of the Jewish nation a great king would come. And then undoubtedly, in the way of trade and by the way of visits, then it was also spread in the coast of Tyre and Sidon that a great prophet has risen, a great preacher, and that he has done such wonderful things, that he has healed the sick. That the devils had to depart, the blind received their sight, the deaf were given to hear. And then for that woman, then we can understand that she has become all ears concerning Jesus. Has that taken place in our life congregation? Have we become all ears concerning that only name given under heaven whereby we must be saved, that precious name of Jesus? Or must we still say with Pontius Pilate, what must I do with Jesus? No need, no desire. As I read in Isaiah 53, verse 2, no form nor comeliness, that we should desire him, and no beauty. My unconverted fellow travelers, then do continually beg, use the means of grace, that it may please the God of all power and of all mercy, that your eyes may be opened, that you may experience what a miserable and lost sinner you are, traveling on that broad way to hell. But for Jesus there are no impossible cases, even when they are at the ends of the earth. And then we have also heard from Mark that he was in the house, that he would not be known, thus seeking out seclusion that those disciples may receive a little instruction. But then we have heard it that he could not be hid. Oh, what a precious truth for true seekers, for those seekers that walk over the earth with the burden of their sin, for those seekers that experience more and more that they can never be saved by the works of the law. No, then he cannot be hid, because it is the work of the Spirit not only to uncover, to work that need, but to reveal that precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ to the heart of his people. And then we have heard it. Ah, then she has come. Oh, do we not read in Jeremiah 31 verse 3 that the Lord has loved this people with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee, where that woman was drawn by the Spirit, and then they have met one another. And then what a true, what an upright prayer we have heard at last time, and cried unto him. And that word cried in the Greek, that refers to a very loud crying. Cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me. O Lord, thou son of David, my daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. And then we would surely think, on such a prayer, we hear it was a true prayer. It was an upright prayer. But also where that woman has been instructed, we have heard it. She did not come to say what she had all done. She did not come with money, but her pleading ground was mercy, and that he was the son of David, he was the promised Messiah, with a request for her dear little daughter, that she may be healed. Ah, what that must have been for that woman. When she has come, because especially when souls are brought to Jesus, then the devil shall do everything in his power to hinder, to prevent, and to discourage. Woman, you are of the cursed race of Ham, of Canaan. You do not belong to that promise, that chosen people of the Lord. Oh, it is true. Among Israel, the people of the living God, Jesus has done many wonders, but you stand outside. You do not belong to that people. And she could not change her nationality. Are there people that have learned it a time in your life that you stood outside? Oh, with such a holy jealousy to look upon the true people of God. So blessed people, even when they were afflicted, and even when they were given to complain of their strife, of that old man, but was such a holy jealousy, but to learn that we stand outside because of her many and great sins. Oh, what a voice is how the devil must have spoken to that woman. Woman, shall be to no purpose. Is it even responsible to leave your little daughter behind? Not turn around, it shall be futile. But yet, she has come. by the drawing love of Jesus, and then with that unbearable need that she has come to Jesus, and then we would think, coming in such a way, with such a need, with such a fitting prayer, then Jesus would immediately have answered her and said, "Woman, thy daughter is healed. Return in peace." But that we do not read. And what a trial that is. Then we read in verse 23, "But he answered her not a word." An unanswered prayer. What a deep way for the church. Are there souls that understand it? Are there a few souls that have unanswered prayers? I'm not saying unheard. Then, of course, boys and girls, you know that the Lord sees and that he hears everything. Hears every word we speak, also our prayers. Then we also need the pardoning upon our prayers. What wandering thoughts, what custom, what duty. Does not mean you must stop. Must continue to pray, boys and girls. For a new heart, that you may belong to that blessed people. But now a difference in the life of the church between heard prayers and answered prayers. Oh, what a privilege and what a blessing it is when indeed our prayers, wrought by the Spirit, that they may go higher than the ceiling, believing that they may come into the ears of the Lord who sits enthroned in the heavens. What a courage that grants to the child, but now heard prayers and unanswered. And then it can also be with heard prayers that the prayer is well pleasing in the sight of the Lord. And then it can be. And also concerning those matters, oh, how the child of God can come in the depths. But then there can be times, let us think of David, after he has conquered many and after he has come on the throne, in 2 Samuel 7, and the ark was brought up to Jerusalem, and he was given to consider his beautiful house, humbled thereunder. Hope that also happens in our family circles, that many times we may be given to see all the goodness and all the mercies of the Lord, also in the winter season, where there are so many upon the world, when the winter is approaching, so many fears beset their heart, and what a suffering there is because of lack of heat and lack of food, that there may be times that we may be given to consider all the Lord's goodness as a David, and then he was given to consider the Lord's house. It was a tent, not like his own house. And then it came up in his heart that he would build the Lord a beautiful temple. And he unburdened his heart to Nathan, the prophet of the Lord. And Nathan immediately gave the approval. But then the Lord has spoken to Nathan. And then for David, it was written that it was good that it was in his heart, but not the will of the Lord, that David would build the Lord the temple, but that it would be Solomon his son. Can also be that upon prayer that the Lord answers it in a different way than we ask. Sometimes the Lord can even grant a greater blessing. Think of Paul in 2 Corinthians 12. Oh, that sharp thorn in his flesh, buffeted by Satan. And then Paul has prayed thrice. Which means he has received freedom at the throne of grace. And then the Lord, as it was said, Paul, that thorn, that is profitable for you. But what has then the Lord spoken to Paul? 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. My grace is sufficient for thee. But now for that woman. Oh, she has cried to Jesus with the great need of her little daughter. Blessing when fathers and mothers, needs of their children, not only outward, but what a blessing it is when the souls of our children may truly be laid upon our heart as an unbearable burden, and that we are given to cry after Jesus, but now for that woman. That but, he answered her not a word. That is the deepest for the true child. A certain old child of God has said, it is not easy when the Lord rebukes. Not so easy when the Lord corrects. It is difficult when the Lord chastises. But the greatest, the deepest is a silent God. What that must have been for that woman. Ah, surely. We can read it, we can taste it, that woman, when she has cried after Jesus, was not in a cold, formal way, but that it has come out of the bottom of her heart, and Jesus has heard it. When shall the church now experience? How shall the church now experience that the Lord hears prayer indeed? John Bunyan, on a certain place, he was given to reflect upon his life. That's profitable for the church. And then upon that reflection, not a Pharisee, but then he has written down 7 of his chief sins. And one of them was not waiting for an answer upon prayer. How is it with our prayers, congregation? Do we expect an answer when we come up to God's house? Oh, have there also a few souls come up with a great need, maybe assaulted by the devil, mocked by the devil, says no purpose, no use. But all with a need and with a prayer and a little hope and a little expectation that the Lord may be in our midst. We have the examples in the Bible. Oh, what a precious example. 1 Samuel 1. That Hannah, no child, barren, and pestered by Peninnah. And then she has left the feast, come by the tabernacle, and there she has poured out her heart. And the priest Eli has spoken to her, and we read that she was no more sad, given to belief. Lord heard and would answer her prayer. Oh, think of that godly Daniel. In Daniel 9 and 10, 3 weeks, the throne of grace, with his sins, the sins of his people, pleading the promises of the Lord for his church. And then we read that an angel has come and spoken those words that he was a beloved of the Lord, a heard prayer. When there may come peace in the heart, with faith given to believe that the Lord has heard, that the Lord has taken over. Evidence that the Lord has heard. When the Spirit grants the spirit of perseverance to continue to lay the case before the Lord, although can come a time that it becomes so impossible that the prayers become few, where it seems that the providence of the Lord mocks with their prayers. Have the example of Zacharias, have prayed so often for a child, and now they have become old, and it was becoming more and more impossible. But he answered her not a word. With those unanswered prayers that have been heard, then there shall also be a close eye upon the providence of the Lord. And asking for little tokens and little signs that the Lord shall fulfill. Think of Gideon in Judges 7 when he was called upon to war against the enemy. All those signs. Signs asked in faith, not in unbelief of Zacharias. And then he even received two. Oh, surely an evidence that the Lord has heard our prayers. One in the continuance that we are given with our petitions to examine why the petition. Is it only for self? Only for our neighbor? Oh, what a blessed place. When the true child becomes exercised with those first three petitions of the Lord's Prayer. Hallowed be thy name. Oh, it can be in the life of the child. Oh, that woman of our text. If she would not now have to return to her place. Of course, very well possible. Because many of the dealings of the Lord between them and their soul, those are dealings in secret. What she is all told, we do not know. With those difficulties, the church can be so silent, their lips can be so closed. And then it can be the prayer, Lord, thou shalt now answer my prayer, my request. Then surely my lips shall be opened. And then it shall be so much easier to praise thy great and worthy name. Thus exercised with the coming of his kingdom, the second petition, and then the third. That is the most difficult. What a privilege and blessing for a child of God under these circumstances and under the exercises of the woman that they are led, oh, to the Lord Jesus Christ, hanging on the cross, the fourth crossword, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And because he is hung on the cross, there are answers for the true child of God. Our third thought, and that is deeper yet, because with that unanswered prayer, she has remained, but now a rejected faith that goes deeper yet. Let us first sing. Psalter 12, the four stanzas. Lord, rebuke me not in anger, chasten sore I waste away. Pity my distress and hear me. Lord, how long wilt thou delay? And what follows? Psalter 12, the four stanzas. Thirdly, a rejected faith. And then we read further in verse 23, when Jesus answered her not a word, that Jesus' disciples start to speak. And then it cannot be different that for that heathen woman, when she saw Jesus, but also was 12 disciples, that she was so jealous of them, and that surely she thought, these are now the holy people of the Lord. But how disappointed she became. Oh, for this woman, when we read this history, what she has all experienced, then she had many reasons to return and to say, I want nothing to do with that people of Israel. They can be pious and they can look down upon us, but to be treated in such a way, not to be answered, and then to listen to those disciples, many reasons to turn back. But she was kept by Jesus, because Jesus had a great blessing in store for that woman. And if Jesus had now immediately said, return, woman, thy daughter is healed, then what a blessings and what a confirmation she would have missed. And now those disciples, they had a desire. Jesus has left the land of Galilee, where they were always surrounded by the multitudes. And now we can understand that those disciples, when they went into the land of Tyre and Sidon, that they have thought, now we have a little time alone to be with our Master, that he may instruct us a little further, opportunity for questions. And that is necessary. And that is profitable. And all the busyness of life, that there are times that we are alone, also our families alone, secluded from the world. And of course, that also includes technology, but also times that we are alone with the Bible and with the Lord. And now the disciples, they thought, what an Elam it shall be, that we may have a little quietness, time to be alone with the Master. And now, an interruption. And then the disciples, they have said unto Jesus, send her away, for she crieth after us. What penetrating words into the heart of that woman, that the followers, the disciples, have said to the Master, that woman with that unbearable need, with that true and upright prayer, with that refuge taken faith given to believe that Jesus could also heal her daughter. And then to hear the disciples say, send her away, for she crieth after us, can be understood in two different ways. There are different thoughts among the commentators. Of course, in the first place, if we have mentioned, send her away, that we may have some time of quietness and seclusion. But there are others that think that the disciples, what those words have implied, tell her that her daughter shall be healed and send her away. When we read those words of the disciples, why did they speak those words? Of course, we have mentioned their thoughts. But those disciples, they have never had a little daughter that was so vexed and tormented with the devil, because then they would have not spoken so unadvisably. Those disciples needed further uncovering, but above all, those disciples, they have not been led into the priestly office of the Lord Jesus Christ. What it would cost Christ to redeem his church, has Paul not spoken, written to the Corinthians, in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 14, for the love of Christ restraineth us. And then Jesus is answered, we read in verse 24, but he answered, does not say that he answered the woman, but he answered the disciples in the presence of the woman. Oh, she has heard those words. And then it seemed that Jesus has taken it up for the disciples. Undoubtedly, that awful pride that they thought, we have spoken aright, and it is true. We read in Matthew 10, when Christ has sent out the 12, that he said he must not go to the Gentiles or to the Samaritans, but that he must go to the house of Israel. And now Jesus has answered those disciples, was a word that was heard by the woman with her great need. And then he has said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Thus Jesus was speaking of predestination, of election. A weighty word for the disciples, but also for the woman. And then when we read those words, does not mean that the heathens have been totally excluded. We have the examples in the Old Testament. In Matthew 8, we have also the centurion, that unworthy centurion, where Jesus has marveled at his great faith. And what a promise in the Old Testament, in the prophets especially, concerning the richer time in the church, when the Gentiles would also be gathered in great numbers, but that fullness of time would not come till after the day of Pentecost. And now those words that Jesus has answered, the disciples have listened. But who do you think has listened the most closely, boys and girls? That was that crying woman with that great need. And then it was needful that this woman, there are people that always receive encouraging texts. But this woman, oh, she would receive courage, but she also heard words that were very discouraging unto her. And now it was necessary that that woman, that she listen very closely. And for the child of God, when they believe that they have received the word, then it is necessary that they are given to hearken to all of the word and to receive understanding, to understand it aright. And now the words that Jesus has spoken, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep. Then for that woman, then she has received a little courage, because she was such a lost sheep. She did not belong to that blessed sheepfold, even in an outward way, to the children of Israel. Thus for that woman, the first part, then she received hope and encouragement that he was not sent but to the lost sheep. And she was such a lost sheep, dwelling far from Jerusalem, from the institutions of the Lord, an alien of Israel, strangers of the covenant of promise. Thus she received a hope with her prayer. But then she continued to listen. And then her hope was cut off. I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And she did not belong to Israel. She did not belong to that blessed people. She was a Canaanitish woman under the curse, excluded. What a deep way for that mother. And because she was excluded, her dear little daughter also was excluded. Jesus, speaking of God's sovereignty and of predestination. And what did that woman now do with that solemn message? Did she deny the truth? No. She stood outside. Oh, how jealous she must have even been of those disciples that have not spoken so wisely and so nicely. At least those disciples could have done, said woman, could have asked that woman to unburden, and says, woman, how old is your little daughter? How long has she been tormented by the devil? In whose care is she? Read none of those things. But those disciples, they still belong to that blessed people of Israel. But she stood outside. And now that woman, she did not deny that truth. She did not argue with that truth. Also instruction for us. What an arguing there can be concerning the doctrine of predestination and the sovereignty of God. She did not leave Jesus, no. Jesus has kept her. Oh, for Jesus was a chosen vessel. and woman has been promised to him in the council of peace upon his meritorial work. Oh, Jesus, oh, unanswered prayers. Then Jesus had a desire that his dove would remain a little longer with her petitions and with her pleadings, because do we not read in the Song of Solomon 2 verse 14, O my dove, that art in the clefts of the rock, in the secret places of the stairs, let me hear thy voice and see thy countenance, for thy countenance is comely and thy voice is sweet. And to that end, oh, it was all in the way of love that Jesus would have the opportunity to instruct this woman further, that he would give her opportunity, oh, to plead also concerning the words that he has spoken. I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And then we read, then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. Not such a long prayer. It was a true prayer. Ah, then she has fallen at his feet. And then with the great need, the need of her daughter was her need. The Lord grant those blessed exercises. Oh, that worshiping that points to that humility that is a sister of faith goes together. That even upon the words of the sovereignty of God, that she was given to worship and say, Lord, help me. The Lord grant unto us and our children those blessed exercises, remaining at the throne of grace. Ah, for those true seekers, for the true child of God, what an encouragement and what a comfort when we are led through those deep, mysterious, roundabout ways. When no answer yet is found, relief shall I as promised faithless find. But, the Lord shall never forsake those true seekers. The Lord shall finish what his hand has begun. Amen. Let us close. Lord, do grant those true exercises by thy Spirit, what we have heard out of thy holy word, where there is no need. Bind the need upon the heart. Grant the opening at thy throne of grace, the freedom, the liberty, and in the midst of all impossibilities, discouragements, the mountains, the burden of sin, contrary providences, to remain at thy throne of grace, to worship thee with a short prayer, Lord, help me. Ah, Lord, it is thy work, the work of thy Spirit, the beginning, the middle, and the end. Bless thy word to that end. Do convert what is unconverted. Bless the confession of faith class. Grant traveling mercies in this day. May we be given to keep with our families the Sabbath day holy. Return us in this evening our pardon us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 387, the stanzas 1, 2, 5, and 6. To God my earnest voice I raise, to God my voice imploring praise. Before his face my grief I show, and tell my trouble and my woe and what follows. The consistory wishes to announce the following. There is an emergency plan at the exit for your review, and the Paul magazine is at the exit. 387, 1, 2, 5, and 6. grace, save the blessing of the Lord, and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.